This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 839. Your IELTS synonyms are erroneous.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
How do you know if the synonyms you're using are correct? You should be using a thesaurus for sure, but it doesn't always give you correct vocabulary. Today, you'll learn words that will and will not raise your vocabulary score for IELTS.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Aubrey, welcome back from Mexico.
Thank you. It was so fun. We were at Punta Mita near like Sayulita in Mexico, near Puerto Vallarta. And it was beautiful. It's so nice and warm and tropical there. I loved it. And you're going to Mexico soon, right?
Yes. But just to let you know, guys, we are going to bring you amazing vocabulary today that you can use actually to describe things like we're talking about, which do come up on the speaking and writing exams. Like travel comes up all the time. So yeah, I'm going to Mexico on Saturday with my mom to celebrate my 40th birthday.
So fun. And it's just you and your mom, right?
Yeah. We haven't done like a mother-daughter trip in years. So it's really exciting. That bonding time, just that one-on-one, no kids, no dogs, no work. It's good. I am very ready.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. My trip was not like that. It was 22 girls, which is amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Like huge, epic girls weekend for my friend's 40th, actually. That's random.
That's so funny.
But it was so fun. So fun.
It sounds like you guys stayed in a colossal house for that many people.
Yes, it was gargantuan. It was a gigantic house for all of us right on the beach. And then they just made it the nicest trip. My friend actually covered the expenses and we had a chef and we had a yacht that they rented. We went snorkeling and paddleboarding. It was the best trip and no kids, which is huge for us anymore.
That is so awesome. So nice. Guys, maybe you heard us use a couple really cool adjectives there in the beginning, like colossal, which is one of the words we're going to talk about later. So first, before we get to the vocabulary that will definitely increase your speaking and writing scores for IELTS, I'm going to tell you about another thing that will increase your writing score specifically. Aubrey, what can students do to help their writing score?
Yes, our web class is coming up. I'm so excited about this. It is February 24th and 25th, and you need to sign up ahead of time so you can get your spot reserved at allearsenglish.com/writing score. And we're going to talk about argument essays. And
yes,
we're asked this all the time by students and on Facebook when they're asking about, what kind of essay should I write and why? And we are going to give you all the details about why you should write an argument essay and the best way to do it.
Exactly. Because, guys, it comes down to time and scores, right? We need to stop focusing on all of these fillers that don't help us. Worrying about a comma, for example, is not going to change your grammar score. It is comfortable to worry about little tiny grammar details. It is comfortable to fill out another worksheet. But if it's comfortable, it's not helping your writing score, guys, okay? At Three Keys IELTS, at IELTS Energy, we are so honest with you about the hard work it does take to increase that score. And in this free web class, you are going to get the insider knowledge from my 14 years of examiner experience about what you need to do specifically to get the highest writing task 2 scores. And we know, and Aubrey knows, because we give students essay feedback, detailed essay feedback every week. Right, Aubrey?
Exactly. Yeah, we grade several essays every week, and we're able to give them accurate band scores and explanations of why they're getting the score they're getting. And just like you were saying, those little grammar errors, you can make so many of them and still get a 6 as long as it's understandable to the examiner. But there are other the other scoring sections where you can very fast drop down to a 5. If you haven't gotten information from IELTS experts who can tell you, like we can tell you exactly what you need to do, and you can jump those scores up to get the score you need.
Exactly. So guys, your first step is to grab your spot for this web class, allearsenglish.com/writing score. It is free. It is your chance to interact with me and Aubrey, ask questions, and get amazing advice that you can only get from Three Keys experts like us. And if you're already in the course, then add some writing feedback. Here's the thing, guys. I have been researching your options as students for getting feedback on your writing, okay? And I saw something interesting where someone was offering like 9 pages of feedback on every essay that they graded. And when I actually looked at what they were giving you guys, most of it was just fillers. Just like, here's a model essay. Here's like a general overview of what the examiner looks for. So you're paying for fillers. You're just paying for pages that every other student gets. But with us, there's no fillers, there's no waste, there's no template. Everything you see in the feedback is personalized to your essay. So writing feedback, necessary. If you're already in the course, you could upgrade at any time. Okay, so let's get to the vocabulary. And actually, Aubrey, this was your idea today, and it came from an essay you were grading, right?
Yeah, exactly. I was grading an essay, and it's come from many essays, actually. Certainly not just one. There are so many times where a student is using a word as a parallel or a synonym, and it doesn't mean what they think it means. And I'll go to thesaurus.com, and I see it right there in the list. So I can see that they've gone there to find a synonym and they've pulled one, assuming it means the same thing. And it doesn't, right? And we talk about this a lot on the podcast. We talk about it in Three Keys IELTS. When you sign up, you'll see in the modules, we talk about not all the synonyms on thesaurus.com are direct parallels. They have different meanings. They're used in different ways, right, Jessica?
Yeah, but like, how do non-native speakers know? Like, here are my thoughts on this, right? First of all, yes, use thesaurus.com, take risks, learn new vocabulary. You have to push yourself and fail a couple times to keep learning, right? So like, that process is great. But then secondly, you also need to know when to ask for help. Because again, as a non-native speaker, how do you know that this word has a slightly different connotation, right? You don't. That's right. Why you need to ask an IELTS expert and a native speaker like us. So students in our course in Three Keys IELTS have 24/7 access to us, right? In that Facebook group. And that's where you can ask, guys, if you don't know if this word is correct or not, ask us. That's why we are there. So what was the sentence that sort of inspired today's episode, Aubrey?
So in their essay, they were talking about how people spend their money. And the sentence was, people consume money at higher rates.
Interesting.
Right. And so I looked at thesaurus.com, and right there under spend, the word spend, it has consume, because as we know, when we're talking about calories, we spend calories and we consume calories. And it is a parallel there. But Jessica, can you say that you consume money?
Not unless no. I'm like actively physically eating it with my mouth.
Exactly. So, like,
this is really interesting because to my mind, I wouldn't put those two together as synonyms, right? Except in that one instance where you're talking about calories, because to my mind, consume is like use, right? Like take in, use something. Whereas spend is like the opposite. Spend is like put it out. So like to my native speaker mind, I wouldn't even list those as synonyms. And it's interesting that they would be in the thesaurus because the thesaurus is, it has an algorithm. Not all of these words are there because a human put them there. I mean, some of them are there because a computer decided that it was close enough. So you really have to be careful.
Yeah, exactly. Some of them just aren't direct parallels, and it's going to end up giving your sentence the wrong meaning, sometimes the opposite of what you mean.
Yeah, totally.
And so, yeah, even if you see it on thesaurus, you don't know for sure if it means. So like Jessica was saying, you have options. When you're in the three keys system, you can post it to Facebook and ask, put it with a sentence and say, is this the correct meaning? Am I using this in the correct way? That's one way. And, you know, we come on there and we say yes or no, you'd use it this way instead. Our students do that all the time. They get great information. Yep. You can also, you know, every time when students give us essays to grade, then we catch these and we send it back and say, oh, this doesn't used that way. You need to change that. Right. So we have, you have, you know, something you can do there, which is great.
Yeah. So guys, now is the time to take risks, but you do need to ask for help as well. Because if you use too many words wrong, even if you have lots of great words that are correct, if you have a few words that are incorrect, you're still not going to get that 7 or higher for vocab. So, okay, after the break, guys, we are going to explain the two adjectives we see all the time and the correct and incorrect synonyms for them. All right, guys, so we have two really awesome adjectives and synonyms to explain to you guys. So the first one, instead of saying something is wrong, right? I feel like that's an adjective that is very easy, very general, and something we can say all the time in speaking and writing. So a parallel expression, a great high-scoring one, is inaccurate, right? That is pretty like parallel with wrong. And then also erroneous, which is one of my favorite adjectives. I love it. Now, if we look at thesaurus.com, would it also give us a wrong parallel expression?
Yes, definitely. So we looked actually and we saw they had the words faulty and defective. And so this is really interesting to think about because yeah, right? These things mean inaccurate in certain circumstances, but they do not mean wrong. They're not a direct synonym for wrong. So if you want to say this answer is defective, no, that doesn't work.
That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
Like, right. So sometimes if we're describing a machine that is broken, we can say there is something wrong with it. Right? And that whole phrase, something wrong with noun, that could be a parallel for faulty or defective, but you need that whole phrase to make it a parallel. So it's actually like it totally changes the meaning. So defective is like something's broken. Like something is broken in with this device or whatever. But you can't say a sentence is defective or an idea is defective, whereas an idea can certainly be wrong. Okay, so not parallels all the time. All right, guys, we have one more for you. And this is a word I see all the time and hear constantly in speaking, the adjective big. Okay, guys, before we explain to you the parallel expressions that you should and should not use, let me tell you, I hear this all the time. And on the exam, I heard it all the time. Speaking part one, people saying big and good and small. Don't use words you learned in your first couple years of English class, okay? Band 6. Okay, you deserve better. So what can we say instead of big?
Yeah, if you want that 7, you can use the words enormous or awesome. Like Jessica used the word earlier, colossal. These both mean very big and are high level words that can get you that 7 or higher. But we have one that you can't use that is on thesaurus.com. And that word is generous. We see that on there. Huh. And you'll see that here and there in different sense to mean, a big, generous spirit or a generous girth on a person who's a big person. You'll see that. But if you're talking about other things, let's say you're, on an essay and you need to describe the growth for a change over time essay, for example. You wouldn't necessarily say it's a generous growth because that just doesn't mean enormous. It doesn't mean big. It's not a synonym in that way.
Exactly. I feel like we do. So the primary definition of generous is like someone who gives a lot, right?
Right.
And that's what we would normally use it as. This second meaning to describe size is not common, you guys, and therefore it is very easy to use it erroneously, if you will. So yeah, like I feel like if people describe something as generous to mean a large size, it is most commonly referred to portions, like food portions. Right?
Yes,
like
yes.
They have generous portion sizes in American restaurants. Like our portions
yes, they do.
Are huge. So it really does depend on context, and it is rarely used, and it is highly dependent on context. So as a non-native, I just would not use generous to mean big at all on IELTS because it's most likely going to be wrong, right? But
right.
After that, go ahead, try it out, but ask a native speaker if it's correct or not.
Right. And there are so many good high-level words you can use for big. The ones we're using
so
today, right? Enormous, colossal, also gigantic. There are a lot of good ones. Stick to the ones that you know really mean big.
Yeah. And guys, just as a last reminder here, if you are working with a tutor or a teacher that is not an IELTS expert, they can help you with vocab like this, right? They can probably help correct your grammar as well. But the two things they can't help with, task and cohesion, coherence, because they are uniquely IELTS. So for more explanations about those scores and how to raise those scores in task to sign up for our web class, guys, allearsenglish.com/writing score. Everything you need to know about the most important IELTS essay, the argument essay. Again, guys, it's coming up February 24th and 25th. Hugely popular web class. I hope there is still room. Go to allearsenglish.com/writing score.
Yes, awesome. It's fun chatting with you today. I love these words. It's fun to talk about things when I see something that a lot of students struggle with. I'm like, let's talk about it on the podcast and help more people all at once. And then
I love it.
Yes, everyone can improve.
This is but really good though, guys. So I hope you're not just noting down the vocabulary words we taught you. Those are great. Those are fantastic. But all of the context and advice around that, right? About your IELTS
yes.
preparation and how you should learn. I think that's even more important.
Okay,
sure. Guys, I hope to see you guys in the web class next week. Aubrey, I will see you in the web class.
Yes, I'll see you there.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.